Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie, of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, a lot of students are going back to school, and a lot of parents are beginning to think about how they're going to pay for their children's college education. I understand that the state offers a special program to help parents save for college and other higher education opportunities. What do they need to know?
That's correct. For families looking to plan for higher education, the Pennsylvania Treasury offers two savings programs that can help you pay for your child's college tuition. The PA 529 Guaranteed Savings Plan offers growth tied to the rate of tuition inflation, and the PA 529 Investment Plan offers an investment return that is tied to the performance of financial markets. Contributions to PA 529 plans are deductible from Pennsylvania income taxes, grow tax-free, and when used for qualified educational expenses, are federal and state tax exempt. Both plans provide flexibility to pay for higher education expenses at most higher education institutions across the country, including colleges and universities, as well as many technical and career schools. The money may also be used to pay for tuition expenses up to $10,000 at elementary or secondary public, private, or religious schools. The PA 529 Guaranteed Savings Plan is offering free enrollment, which is a $50 savings, for all new accounts open before August 31st. You can sign up at pa529.com and use code SUMMERGSP for Guaranteed Savings Plan. Again, SUMMERGSP when prompted. The PA 529 Investment Plan features low fees and more than a dozen conservative and aggressive investment options. No enrollment fee is charged for the PA 529 Investment Plan. And for more information about both programs, you can visit the Pennsylvania Treasury Department website at www.pa529.com. Again, www.pa529.com. And you can use the code SUMMERGSP to save on opening a 529 Guaranteed Savings Plan.
Also, Pennsylvania's largest industry is agriculture, and I understand that there are some new grant programs for people who are starting small businesses in agriculture. What do they need to know?
Two new grant programs established as a part of the 2019-2020 state budget to help grow our Commonwealth's agriculture industry are now accepting applications. The Very Small Meat Processor Grant Program will provide funding of up to $50,000 to meat processing businesses with annual sales of less than $2.5 million and fewer than 10 employees. The goal of the program is to increase the supply of locally produced meat products for local consumption. The funding is being used to help small processors comply with federal inspection and certification requirements. The other program is the Urban Agriculture Infrastructure Grant Program, which will provide microgrants of up to $2,500 or collaboration grants of up to $50,000 for projects to improve agriculture infrastructure in urban areas, the aggregation of product, or sharing of resources and support for community development efforts. Both programs are now accepting applications, and the deadline to apply for the Urban Agriculture Infrastructure Grant Program is Friday, September 6th. The deadline to apply for the Very Small Meat Processor Grant Program is Monday, September 30th. And for both programs, you can find more information at the Agriculture Department's website, which is www.agriculture.pa.gov. Again, www.agriculture.pa.gov.
And there's also a new program that is targeted at helping people with disabilities save money that they might need to help deal with their disability situation. What's going on here?
Absolutely. This is a very popular program that was started just a few years ago with legislation that we passed in the House. It is a state program that is designed to help people with qualified disabilities save for future disability-related expenses, and it's more than doubled in assets in just 1 year, reflecting the high level of popularity and need for this savings option. PA ABLE provides a tax advantage way for Pennsylvanians with disabilities and their families to save. Participation does not jeopardize access to state and federal programs, such as supplemental security income and medical assistance. but it does allow for savings to be used to pay for any qualified disability-related expense, including housing, education, health care, and assistive technology to improve quality of life. The program is administered by the state treasury and has more than $18.4 million in assets, up from $8.6 million in July 2018. More than 2,500 PA ABLE accounts have been opened since the program launched in 2017. And for more information about the PA ABLE program, you can visit their website at www.paable.gov, or you can call their toll-free number, which is 1-855-529-ABLE. Again, that's 1-855-529-2253.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.